your day right.
Just right.
It's the morning show.
Early, early in the morning.
With Carol, Josh, and Jill on Kiss 92.
Good morning. This is the morning show with Carol, Josh, and Jill, brought to you by Caro. We hope you had a good rest because we have a great show for you this morning. Once again, every day this week on Kiss 92, we are the official radio station of Maroon 5. Woo-hoo! Live in Singapore.
Yes, for one night only on the 28th of November. That's right. I know our colleagues are all very excited to go. They're all like, yes, pick me, I want to go.
Wow, here's the thing. Adam Levine, however, needs your help.
Yes.
Okay, he's standing by at a payphone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and we will ask you a question to solve this problem for Adam Levine, and in return we'll give you some tickets. We'll tell you more on that question in just a bit. But first,
we also have some very fantastic prizes. We know that it's the end of the year, and if you haven't been able to book yourself into a holiday, what about the next best thing? A spa. The ultimate spa. It's a hand aroma radiance facial, and it's worth $214. Also, end of the year, good time for eye check. So we got a $100 voucher for Capital Optical as well.
See, all this is to prepare you for 2023.
Yeah, and also to help you see the bill from Christmas.
Oh my goodness. That's a good point right there.
It's the morning show with Carol, Josh, and Jill on Kiss 92.
Nah, I officially have a Christmas tree in the living room.
Well done. Where'd you get it from in the end?
Okay, I scoured through the internet, like you mentioned, all these different websites, trying to look for a live living tree because of the scent. I think that was the main draw, right? But everywhere sold out lah. I tried going to Far East Flora. They sold out. They asked me to go to their sister company. That one also never picked up the phone.
Oh no.
It was hectic. But eventually I found one pretty nearby. And it's like an artificial tree.
Okay.
But it cost like $200+ because it was very like realistic.
Yes. They do them very well these days.
Yes. And then I set it up in the living room, which was actually the first time I've ever set up a Christmas tree. Because usually, you know, as a kid, you wait for your parents to do it, you know. And then maybe you hang the baubles.
You learn the hard way.
Hey, it's not easy, no.
Yes, it's very tiring.
You have to like fluff up the leaves.
Exactly.
Move things around.
And then stuff falls on the floor and you gotta clean that up.
And then I had to like figure out how many baubles do I even put it on. Is it like,
okay. Let's get to the lights.
Oh, I asked my roommate to do.
All right, no wonder you're still smiling today. After you've done the lights, like, oh my gosh, what a workout.
I cannot with the untangling. Like, he was very smart. He laid everything down and then he slowly moved. Like, he was like a pro.
Right.
So I was like, oh, thank God,
You've
I live with.
You've done this before.
Exactly, right? So he did that. But this is the problem. The moment I posted a photo of the tree, which I think looks absolutely stunning, a lot of people say, hey, a bit early to set up your tree.
What's their problem?
Exactly.
Let's get in the zone already. It's the 15th.
Exactly. Look, I set up the tree. It's once a year, right, that it's up there. If I put it in December, I only get like 20+ days with it, you know?
Dude, I have a Christmas tree up every single day of the year.
You keep it there?
Yeah.
The rest of the year?
I had a real life Christmas tree on the balcony. It died, but it's still there. It's still got the triangular shape and it still smells nice.
Aww.
It's dead. It's brown, but it still has that Christmas smell. And then I have a fake one from IKEA that looks very realistic. Everyone who comes to my house like, hey, why do you have a Christmas tree? And I'm like, it's not even real. And like, what? Really? And everyone goes over to touch it. And I got it on sale.
My goodness.
Yeah, it was like $12.
So it's completely fine, right, to just keep the Christmas tree up? Because, I mean, it's going to be very legit to like pack everything, put it in boxes.
Exactly. So I leave the tree up because it's not the typical Christmas triangular shape, the one in the living room.
Right.
It's one of those sticky, outy branches.
Oh.
And it's fine. It just looks like a beautiful plant. And during Christmas, I just put all the Christmas decor on. When it's Chinese New Year,
put some ang bao.
I leave them on. I leave the red stuff. And then for the rest of the year, I just, you know, buy random things and put it on the tree.
I've got to take care of advice. Thank you so much. You're the first person who's actually encouraging me to keep my tree up.
It's fun. It just looks good.
Start your day right. It's the morning show with Carol, Josh, and Jill on Kiss 92.
Time now for In Other News, news that didn't make the headlines but are worth diving into.
Here's a really heartwarming one. I want to tell you about a young girl named Phoebe Lim. She's a student at Republic Polytechnic and she recently did a wonderful, wonderful thing. She actually noticed an elderly commuter with mobility issues and, you know, she took the initiative to find him a wheelchair. And she didn't just stop at that, right? She went above and beyond. She accompanied this commuter home, bought him food along the way because she was so worried about him. And then she also visited the elderly man 2 days later to make sure he was all right. And as a result, she's actually been awarded the Caring Commuter Award.
That's brilliant. You know, when we see things like that around us, people going through some hard times or maybe they need our help, there's always that moment of, should I step in, should I not? And I think a lot of us, we pull back. We think, oh, it's not nothing to do with that. It's none of my business.
Yeah.
This is someone that says, no, I can help. There's something that I can do in this situation. She chooses to do that. And I think that is an incredible story that you just shared.
I'm so glad that she did go forward and ask if the uncle needed help. I think sometimes we're too afraid to even ask because there's been pushback before. People will be like, none of your business, go away kind of thing. We have received those kinds of reactions. But if you just ask and they don't need your help, then okay, you step back.
Yeah.
But if they do need your help, then okay.
100%. Yeah. Just ask us. Offer your help.
Mm.
If they don't need your help, that's fine. Wish them well, smile, have a great day, so ma'am, and then walk away.
Exactly. Like so that. Well done, Phoebe.
Yes.
Lim.
You're on the Morning Show with Carol, Josh, and Jill, brought to you by Car. Now, if you have other inspiring stories like that that can lift our audience up, WhatsApp us 8855-0920. In just a bit, we're going to play a game with you, give out a ultimate spa experience.
Ooh.
This is worth $214. It's a Han Aroma Radiant facial that's 90 minutes.
I can smell it already.
Yeah, I'll go there just to sleep, actually. I could use that.
You deserve a good day. You deserve the Morning Show with Carol, Josh, and Jill on Kiss 92.
We're actually getting a lot of WhatsApp messages saying, hey, Josh, I support you putting your Christmas tree up early.
Yes.
All right, I'm actually now taking Carol's advice and maybe I'll pitch it to my roommate about potentially leaving the tree up for the rest of the year.
It's such a happy thing to look at all day, every day. Doesn't it make you happy?
It brings so much warmth to the living room, even the artificial one that I have, right? And the thing about the tree is, it's also very hard to set up. Even harder, I imagine, to take it apart and then find a box and put it in.
Number one, I like the look. Number two, I'm lazy to take it down.
Exactly. I just cannot. And then lights, confirm. Dangle, untangle.
Oh goodness, the lights thing is really a struggle. I just wish I could like throw multiple light bulbs, individually powered light bulbs, and then take them off.
Yes.
Yes. Why hasn't anyone come up with that?
Right. Okay, so here, Shark Tank mode coming in right now, right? I was actually speaking to the place, the company that I bought the tree from yesterday. I was asking them about this concept. Like, is this a seasonal business that you have? That means the rest of the year you don't earn money yet. You only sell trees, you only sell all the baubles and stuff during Christmas. You make a lot, right? Because I was asking, say, a lot of orders coming in online. But what do you do the rest of the year, sir? Oh, we do a lot of things, he said. Only around September, October period, they revive this business and they sell these Christmas things.
Okay, well, in Australia, in Sydney, near my friend's place, right, there is this shop, this warehouse that just sells Christmas stuff all day, every day, 365 days a year.
And they're still able to make a living?
I don't know how they survive, but they're open all the time. Every time I go by, they're open, filled with Christmas stuff.
Yeah, so watching Shark Tank, right, show that celebrates entrepreneurs in America, right? A lot of these businesses, what they do is they adapt to the seasons.
Yeah.
So before this will be Halloween and then Thanksgiving, and then I guess for Chinese New Year they'll sell Chinese New Year things.
Yeah.
You know, so they'll always adapt to whatever season that is. But it is also very tricky, right? Because if there's nothing to celebrate, there's nothing to sell.
Maybe sell chicken rice, they pivot.
Right. I think it's good though. I think we actually maybe could use more holidays.
Yes.
I think
here
once
in Singapore,
a month.
I was just thinking that every month there should be something. Give everybody a break. It's been a very tough 2 years. Everyone should have something to celebrate every single month.
Yeah, because right now this period is just non-stop festive, right?
Yeah.
We got Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, Chinese New Year, Valentine's Day.
Yes, it's always harsh after Easter. April.
We did a Kiss 92 day or something. We come up with something, we must.
Hey, suggestions, 8855-0920.
Right now, the Killer Roy, Justin Bieber, their number one hit, Stay. Now, we want you to stay with us because on the show today, a chance for you to win a pair of tickets to Maroon 5 live in Singapore. These are worth $198 each.
Carol just got married. Jill is a new mom. And Josh says he's forever alone. Not anymore. The Morning Show, 6 to 10 a.m. every weekday on Kiss 92.
Now, it is Christmas that's upon us. Time to ready all the Christmas movies you'll be putting on the screen while the guests come in.
Yes.
In the background, right?
Yeah, I love a good Christmas movie any time of the year as well.
Oh, so you recommended The Holiday.
Uh-huh, the one with Kate Winslet, Jack Black, Jude Law.
I'm going to watch that one. I think there's one called Four Christmases or something like that.
With
Reese Witherspoon, Vince Vaughn in there. So I'm going to try to watch more happy Christmas movies.
Yeah.
Because the thing about me, I have a very twisted mind. I love like Christmas and horror combined.
Oh my goodness. Then let me suggest this movie right up your alley. It's a Christmas movie for slasher fans. It's called Christmas, Bloody Christmas. Now, this upcoming slasher horror actually centers around a defective Santa Claus robot who goes on a killing spree. And it's scheduled to make its debut in theaters in December in the US.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it'll reach Singapore. I doubt it, but you can watch the trailer. It's online.
No, I'm definitely not alone. People who like to fuse Halloween with Christmas together. There's another horror movie coming out this year. It's got David Harbour from Stranger Things, right? So he plays a Santa Claus that's protecting a family. When a team of mercenaries break in and try to cause harm to the family, he protects them.
Okay.
This is like renegade Santa Claus. There's films like Krampus, I think, if you've heard of that one. It's a classic horror tale that centers around Christmas as well. And also, some people will insist that Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
I don't get that. My husband is one of those people. It's a Christmas movie, watch it. And my cousin as well, Die Hard, will watch Die Hard every single Christmas. I'm like, no, it's just Christmas music and that's about it.
No, the rule of thumb is as long as Christmas happens sometime in the movie itself, like halfway through, it's considered Christmas. Like John Wick, some people say has a bit of Christmas vibe in there.
Oh my gosh. No. Actually, what's nice during Christmas is to also rewatch those episodes from Friends, Christmas episodes.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Actually, every sitcom, there'll be a Christmas episode. Like, you watch The Office, you'll have that as well. Yeah. That's a good idea.
Some streaming services are starting to compile them. I wish more of them would do that. Yeah.
What is your favorite Christmas movie? We're just curious, okay? WhatsApp us, 8855-0920. We've got a $100 voucher from Capital Optical for you, so you can watch these movies a little bit better.
Rise and shine!
Start your day right.
That's right.
It's the morning show.
Early in the morning.
With Carol, Josh, and Jill on Kiss 92.
Good morning. This is the morning show with Carol, Josh, and Jill, brought to you by Carol. Right before Christmas, there's one other super exciting thing happening for us to all look forward to, and that is Maroon 5 live in Singapore. They'll be here in like a week's time. I think Adam Levine will come early. And the situation here is that he's currently at a payphone, right? He's got a bit of a problem, Adam Levine. He has a question that needs a solving, needs some help from everyone. And in return, we will give you a pair of Cat 2 standing tickets worth a total of $396. And today's question is...
Well, Adam knows that Singapore is a food paradise, but he wants to know what are some local delicacies he just has to try.
Something unique, something different that'll make him remember Singapore, and he'll tell all his friends, oh my God, when I went to Singapore, I tried this thing.
Yes, so rare you can't get it in the US. But it's better here.
What is that one thing that Adam Levine should try? WhatsApp us right now, 8855-0920. Send us a voice note and we'll play it on air. Okay, so a lot of durian. Coming
yes,
in.
Yes, so
everyone's
many.
Durian. But this one here, Celine says, if he tries durian, though, I think he might actually faint at the smell of it even before considering it.
He'll be at the payphone calling for help.
I don't get it. I think durian smells very nice, eh?
I love the smell of durian, but not everyone can handle it.
Right, fair enough. Okay, so here's a voice message here. Good morning, Shireen. Shireen, yes.
Okay, one delicacy, local one for Adam Levine will be the Chai Tau Kuih, fried carrot cake. Now in America, they have their Ang Mo carrot cake, which is totally different from ours.
It's like a sweet one, right?
Yeah.
So he must try ours. And the best thing is, we have the Michael Jackson type. Taste our local Chai Tau Kuih, the black and white type. With the chai ball, so wow.
She's a good salesperson, this Shireen. Yeah. She knows how to pitch it. She's like, come, let's go eat Michael Jackson. Oh. I'm sure Adam Levine will be like, wait, what?
All right, here's one from Jaden.
Sin what? Crab bee hoon.
Ooh.
Crab bee hoon?
I've never ever had that.
I imagine like
who is Sin what?
Giant crustacean on a plate.
Oh my
gosh. Surrounded by
chili
bee hoon.
Crab, pepper crab all the time, but I've never ever had crab bee hoon as a Singaporean.
That would be quite glorious.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so he says must go to Sin Huat Eating House, and that's in Lorong 35 Geylang.
Okay, Jaden, you're so specific. Congratulations.
Yeah!
Woohoo! We are sending you a pair of tickets, Cat 2 standing tickets worth $198 each. for Maroon 5 live in Singapore. A big shout out to our friends at Live Nation for these tickets. Another chance for you to win in the evening as well with Tim.
A new voice, a new look, a new morning. Join Carol, Josh and Jill on The Morning Show, 6 to 10 a.m. every weekday on KISS 92.
And I'm playing this soft, chill background music to just calm you a little bit for the next piece of news we're going to deliver. Drivers, take note. ERP rates are going to rise by $1.
No.
Carol, what's the lowdown?
Oh, dear. All right. So it's going to affect the southbound CTE auxiliary lane to the PIE Changi Serangoon stretch. Okay. It's going to go up from $3 to $4 from 8:30 to 9 o'clock.
Okay.
So maybe it's all about planning your journey.
Yes.
Especially these days. On the PIE Kallang Bahru and Slip Road into Bendemeer, okay, there are a set of two gantries. It's going to go up from $1 to $2 from 8:30 to 9. And on the KPE ECP after Defu flyover during that same time period, 8:30 to 9, $3 to $4. Yeah. That is a bit of an ouch, I gotta say.
So this is from
That's
November.
My chicken rice, you know.
Oh yeah, it's an extra dollar every single trip, you know. So from November 19th, this is going to happen. And then after the school holidays, it's going to increase as well, right? In other areas like AYE before Alexandra towards the city. That's one example, right? But the good news is after the holidays, they're also going to be several ERP rate reductions by a dollar to make up for that.
Oh, nice.
Okay, so for example, AYE before Alexandra towards the city from 9 to 9:30, usually a dollar, now it's free.
Okay.
Southbound CTE before Brattle Road is also going to be free before 8 a.m.
Lovely.
So hopefully things balance out, but I think the most important takeaway from this is go to work at 5 a.m. Go to work at 5 a.m. and just sit there. Watch your Netflix on your phone, you know?
It's so nice driving in at 5 a.m. actually coming into work. It's so quiet on the roads. There's no noise. There's no jams. There's no nothing.
You see the sun rise a little bit. And all this is, of course, the efforts to keep our roads congestion free or ease the congestion a little bit.
Yeah.
So let's all work together. Be safe on the roads.
Carol brings the laughter. Josh brings the facts. Jill brings the wet wipes. Because she's a mom. The Morning Show with Carol, Josh, and Jill on KISS 92.
It's prize galore here.
It is.
On The Morning Show, it's time for us to play another game now.
Okay, wrong answers only.
This seems difficult, but it's actually like the easiest game ever. You just need to like give us wrong answers for Carol's questions.
Yes, so I'm going to give you four questions and you've got about 20 seconds to answer them. If you can answer them wrongly, you stand to win a 60-minute Han Aroma Radiance Facial from the Ultimate Spa with $214.
Call us right now, 669-10920. Playing to win a spa experience, you've got Tiong Yu on the line. Are you ready to play wrong answers only?
Yes.
30 seconds, let's go.
Name something you would store in a freezer.
A bird.
Good. The post office is used for delivering what?
Human.
Oh my
God.
The sound an owl makes.
Chicken.
Chicken. Okay.
Chicken. The main ingredient in pizza.
Chickpeas.
Chili.
Some pizzas, they put chili, you know.
Okay. Although it wouldn't usually be a main ingredient. Yeah. Unless it was maybe mala pizza. But I'll give it to him.
Tiong Yu, congratulations. This is the ultimate spa experience for you worth $214, a 90-minute Han Aroma Radiance Facial for you. Congratulations. What's your favorite radio station?
Yeah.
They don't just get you to work. They get you to your happy place. The Morning Show with Carol, Josh and Jill. KISS 92.
All right, so remember on 11/11, we were all talking about Singles Day and Singles Day sales, such a big thing. But over in Sweden, something very sweet happened. A woman who thought she would never have children gave birth to her 11th child on 11/11.
I'm so conflicted. Like, on one hand, yes, I'm happy for her.
Yeah.
New life. But at the same time, 11 children.
Yes. Her name is Satu Notling Gonzalez, and she and her husband welcomed baby number 11 on the 11th of November. She's 36 years old, and she first became pregnant at 21, but sadly, she had a miscarriage. Aww. And she never thought she would ever have children. But then, a couple of years later, she got pregnant and had a baby girl, Nicole, and now she's got 11 kids.
Now, this situation is also what Nick Cannon is facing. I'm not sure if you heard of this.
Yeah.
He is expecting to be a father of 12 children very soon. He also pays about $3 million a year in child support.
Oh my God, three?
$1 million. And that's why he hustles. He works as hard as he does. He doesn't raise all 12 kids, but he certainly helps pay for them. He's got a newborn daughter that's on the way as well. My goodness. Where would you stop? I think three for me.
Yeah, three sounds about right.
Three's like a nice mix.
Yes.
You know, like three, these are my three kids. Mm. But actually, now that I'm adult, I don't know if I'll ever get to be a dad, but I think one will do.
Yeah, have one first and then get back to us.
Rise and shine!
Start your day right.
Just right.
It's the morning show.
Earlier in the morning.
With Carol, Josh and Jill on Kiss 92.
Good morning. This is Kiss 92. All the great songs in one place. The morning show with you. Carol, Josh and Jill brought to you by Carol. I have a question, Carol. What would you say is your favorite Mariah Carey song? Because it is also Mariah season right now.
Yes,
you know?
Honey.
Honey is your favorite one?
Yeah.
I'm very, very impressed. I like fantasy. Okay. I'm from that daydream era. Mm. Well, there is one song that is celebrating a birthday today, which we will honor in just a bit.
All right. Also coming up, when it comes to buying a car, one of the most exciting bits of buying the car is picking out the color.
Oh my God, yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Color is everything, right? And coming up, I'll tell you which is the safest car color to have.
The Morning Show with Carol, Josh, and Jill. It's pretty wild. Kiss 92.
Now today, we want to celebrate a song that was record-breaking for decades, right? Before the longest-running number one hit became this year's Harry Styles, as it was, right? The previous record holder was Lil Nas X in Old Town Road.
I don't understand how this song has stayed on the charts for so long.
It's country, hip-hop, crossover. You got a legend teaming up with someone new.
Okay.
It's catchy. But there was one song. There was one song, everyone, that was the number one song in the entire world for years and years. It was untouchable. It was kind of like Titanic. And that was Mariah Carey and Boyz II Men.
Oh my gosh. This is an amazing song.
Right.
I will agree with that.
It's stunning. It's heartfelt. It's musically also just well engineered, right? All the different harmonies provided by Boyz II Men. Mariah Carey singing her butt off.
I mean, vocal powerhouses in 100%. One song. Amazing.
This song was number one. For 23 years, okay, it was number one in the world. And today we're celebrating its 27th birthday.
Oh my gosh.
That song is now 27 years old. Nominated for 2 Grammys. It didn't win a Grammy. Can you believe it?
The irony of it all.
They should just
it's been number one. Yeah. Just by the sure fact it's been at number one for so long. Yeah. Honorary Grammy.
Be happy. Be you. The Morning Show with Carol, Josh, and Jill. Kiss 92.
I may not be a driver, but if I had a car, it would be all about that bass. It would just be speakers on wheels. That's like the most important thing to me. And of course, the exterior. The color of the car.
Yeah, what color would you go with?
The thing is, speaking to actual drivers, when I tell them the color of the car that I want, they say it's very dangerous.
Red.
Like, no, I want like the Xia Xue.
Pink.
Iridescent, pink, glowy, Paris Hilton, reflective.
We'll be able to spot you from space.
Neon kind, you know?
Yeah, I'm not sure if that will keep you away from harm or attract more harm.
Exactly, because you don't want to do that. You don't want to like attract and confuse people on the roads as well and like distract them.
Yeah.
Right?
So a new survey has been done. University of Granada in Spain has actually found out that the safest car colors are white and yellow.
Yellow?
Yeah, this provided the most amount of protection from an accident, and it was highest on open roads when there was rain, fog, or other weather conditions that made driving less than optimal.
Okay.
Yeah. So the most common car colors continue to be white, black, gray, and silver.
Yeah,
everybody buys these colors, including myself. I have a gray car.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like my dad loves like black cars because it's just very simple. I think in Singapore it's everything black. Black t-shirt, black, you know.
Because they'll be like easy to maintain.
Very understated. You don't have to send it to the car wash often.
Yeah.
But the issue with it is, yes, at night when it's really dark, when it's rainy, it's hard to spot those dull colors because it blends in.
Mm.
So I understand why you say white and yellow. Yellow as yellow Lamborghini.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because they stand out without distracting you too much.
Mm-hmm. But having said that, right, don't you think more cars should be white or yellow? Or important vehicles like ambulances, most of them are white. And maybe school buses.
Yellow school bus in America is that way. But
maybe
in Singapore,
that's why it's yellow, yeah.
In Singapore, it's like coach. You know, it's like
it's
like
whatever color.
Exactly. I do think the iconic yellow school bus is very important. I think that is the reason why it's yellow.
Mm.
That's what protects the kids. To keep a lookout for these buses on the road.
Yeah, Yeah, so maybe we should see more yellow school buses here. But then again, there are a lot of white school vans. Not quite the buses, but the vans that drive the kids around. A lot of those are white as well. That's a good thing. And of course, one of the car colours you should avoid if you don't want to draw too much attention to yourself is red. Because these red cars are apparently always stopped for like speeding or whatever. For no rhyme or reason sometimes, just stopped.
When you see the color red, you're thinking rage, you're thinking, you know, passion, you know. So on the roads, try not to lah.
Yeah. Three.
Good things come in threes. 3, 2, 1. Carol, Josh and Jill. The Morning Show on Kiss 92.
All right, Josh, are you still on your vegan diet or are you still...
kind of compromised it. Yeah.
Okay.
I started working out, so I started taking in more protein, so it's just a little bit more flexible eating what I want. But I am...
I feel like I have to check, you know, every few weeks. Are you still vegan? Are you not eating meat? Are you not eating fish?
I mean, I try to keep things exciting,
okay,
I guess.
So if you're back to eating burgers, let's say, well, eating 2 burgers could be healthier than adding a side of fries. This according to a dietitian and nutritionist. Okay, just one person has said this because she says, you know, instead of adding fries to the order, consider a second burger, because while conventional wisdom might tell you eating a second anything is a bad choice, because of the components in a burger, proteins can fuel your muscles, keep you feeling full, the carbs give you energy, and fat helps us absorb vitamins and minerals while keeping cells healthy. So if you eat 2 burgers, there's more of that as compared to eating fries, which is just fried potato. It's just carbs and
deep
fat.
Deep fried carbs. Yeah. Exactly.
So it's also likely to be the same number of calories as a burger, but very little protein.
100%. That's actually something I do. Even when I was vegan, there are a lot of vegan burgers around Singapore sold right now. And even though French fries is a plan.
Yeah.
Okay, but it's also cooked in a lot of oil and fat, and it's just simple sugars that you don't really need, right? Mm. And so I use this app right now called MyFitnessPal, which is something that I love. I actually track my calories every single day.
That's good.
So I limit it right now. I'm at 1,500 a day.
Wow.
And like a burger can be about 400 plus calories. It can be kind of close to a large fries. So I would do something like that. When I start tracking all these macros, I realized that, hey, actually, why don't I just get something else? Like little things that I didn't realize would be super high in calories, like a lot of desserts, like my favorite dorayaki, taiyaki, those red bean puffs and all that, like sweet treats.
Yes,
those are also really
high sugar.
So I look at that and I'm like, I can eat a steak.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, but all things, you know, in moderation, because not all burgers are created the same as well.
Yes.
You know, let's say a burger from a neighborhood kopitiam or something and a burger from, say, like Carl's Jr.
Right.
You know, difference in size, difference in ingredients. So you got to take all those things into account before you order that second burger, okay?
Exactly. So many factors to take into account, but you're right. Once in a while, if you want to enjoy something, by all means. Like last night, I went past my calorie limit and I was okay about it. I was like, it's okay. I'm loving what I'm eating.
Yeah.
I'll try again tomorrow.
Time for a fresh start with Carol, Josh and Jill. The Morning Show. Kiss 92.
Time for us to pop off right now. The biggest entertainment news in pop culture today. There is a trend on TikTok now where Blinks, the fans of Blackpink, are trying out group member Jennie's weight loss method.
Okay, what does this entail?
Already I'm thinking red flags. Don't do this, okay? It essentially is detox juices. She loves her detox juices. She will not spend a day without it. Even when she's not on stage, her downtime, she's always downing these vegetable fruit blends.
Okay.
Now, they are good for your gut. Right,
yeah.
Detox juices. However, if you are only going to drink that, yes, you will lose weight for a very short period of time, right? Because there'll be a calorie deficit, massive amount, but it's not going to be sustainable. So just want to advise everyone, please don't follow these kind of diet trends.
Yeah.
Because you may lose a little bit, but then you'll gain it back. And for your body, you want to do something that's healthy in the long
run.
Where
are your carbs going to come from? Your protein, where's all that going to come from? I mean, you do have that in your vegetables and your drinks and all that, but not enough to sustain you for the long haul.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Multiple definitions of diet, right? There's diet, which is a short period of time, you only do this. But a diet, the definition of it actually is, what do you eat regularly as a person? What do you consume? Can you see yourself drinking detox juices for the rest of your life? No, right? Because the moment you switch it up, you're going to gain weight.
It's pretty dangerous because you also don't know what her energy levels are like, what your energy requirements are for yourself. Maybe you're an active person.
Yeah.
This is not going to cut it.
There you go. Please be careful, okay? Now switching over to the charts. After 3 weeks at number one, Taylor Swift is still on top. However, I am very angry. I'm very angry at Drake. Drake has just released a new album.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and right before this, Taylor Swift made history by having every top 10 song on the Billboard Hot 100 be hers from her new album. But now that Drake has come in, he is now infiltrated.
Oh no, Hotline Bling Man, what has he done?
The Hot 100. So there are like, I think, 8 songs in the top 10 now that's filled with songs from Drake. Now, I mean,
whoa,
no hate on Drake itself, but like, I do love my Taylor Swift. I want to like live in this moment. You know, I just want all artists to just not release music for a pure time. Let Taylor Swift do her thing, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm very excited. Hopefully, she'll bring her Eras tour to Singapore. Fingers crossed for 2023.
Rise and shine!
Start your day right.
Just right.
It's the morning show.
Early in the morning.
With Carol, Josh, and Jill on Kiss 92.
It is beginning to feel a lot like Christmas.
We're just 40 days away.
Oh my gosh, quick
yes,
math.
Yeah.
Look at you go.
I counted it with my fingers and toes.
You're on the morning show with Carol, Josh, and Jill, brought to you by Cara. And I'll speak in accounting numbers. What are the highest grossing Christmas films of all time? The number one movie will 100% surprise you. I didn't believe it when I saw it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll tell you coming up. Also, more recommendations already at your fingertips on your favorite streaming services.
Honest conversations,
the hottest stories,
and the greatest tunes.
The morning show
with Carol, Josh, and Jill.
Kiss 92.
Boy, is it feeling like Christmas already here on Kiss 92. Every day on the show, we're giving out tickets to Maroon 5. We're giving spa experiences. Now, while you continue to look for your tree and all that, right? Here are the top 10 highest grossing Christmas films of all time. Now, a lot of them are favorites like Carol's The Holiday.
Mm-hmm.
You love this one, right? Elf, I've actually never seen this Will Ferrell classic.
Oh my gosh, it's so funny. It's very entertaining. You got to watch it.
People have been asking for an Elf 2, but Will Ferrell says, don't touch it. The first one's good enough.
He's going to be in a new one with Ryan Reynolds called Spirited.
Oh,
it's a Christmas musical.
I love that.
And the teasers leading up to that movie are hilarious.
Okay, The Polar Express. Now, this was quite brilliant, right?
Mm.
Visually, I think it's brilliant. It's got Tom Hanks voicing a character. I think back then when it came out, the CGI was just
terrible.
Really?
It was terrible back then. It was just already looking so fake.
Oh,
yeah, but the idea of Tom Hanks though, yes.
Okay. Now the big surprise here, I thought the number one Christmas movie in the world would be like Love Actually, which is at number 7.
What?
It's not even in the top 5.
Everybody watches Love Actually at Christmas.
Exactly. So I think the reason why is because it earned a lot of popularity, DVD sales,
okay,
on TV. But when it came out in cinemas, it was a British film.
Yeah.
So it didn't really travel as far that quickly during its theatrical release. The top 3 films in the world with the most money earned is Home Alone 2, Home Alone 1, and The Grinch. What?
That actually was a very good movie when it first came out. I remember rushing to the cinema to watch it because Jim Carrey was, you know, so hot at the time. He was the it guy.
Of course.
At the time, you know, following Ace Ventura and The Mask, and everyone wanted to see how he would bring to life Dr. Seuss's character. And he did. It was actually very entertaining, very thrilling to watch.
Yeah, it starts off grumpy like the Grinch, someone who does not want to celebrate Christmas, a monster that wants to destroy Christmas, and he ends up falling in love with Christmas, and it starts to become really wholesome and heartfelt.
Yeah,
you know?
The makeup and the sets also absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
So I love the Grinch. Moving on to Netflix, because these movies have been out for a while, if you're looking to watch new movies, we talked about this the other day, the new one with Lindsay Lohan, Falling for Christmas, that is now on Netflix. You've seen it, right?
Yes.
Other Christmas movies are The Christmas Chronicles, A Bad Mom's Christmas. That is so funny. It's got who is Ashton Kutcher's wife?
Mila Kunis.
She's in that one.
Nice.
It's super funny. There's also The Holiday with Emma Roberts, Julia Roberts' niece.
Cute.
Have you seen The Princess Switch?
Oh, no.
Yeah, there are 3. Okay, The Princess Switch, Princess Switch 2, Princess Switch again. That's also very funny. Love Heart, A Cinderella Story. That's, very entertaining. I highly recommend A Cinderella Story Christmas Wish.
Yeah, Jennifer Coolidge is in that one, so I absolutely love that. There's a whole category on Netflix right now where you can watch all the Christmas goodies for you this time of the year.
Wake up right with The Morning Show with Carol, Josh, and Jill on Kiss 92.
There's this little TikTok video that's going viral right now about a wedding incident that happened in the States. This wedding couple, after cutting the cake, the groom picked up the cake and smashed it on the wife's face.
Oh, is that a tradition from
cake
where
smash.
They're from?
No, cake smash is not. It's just clearly a joke. Like, put your face in a cake kind of thing.
On your wedding day, come on.
Exactly. So this has divided the internet. Some people are saying, oh, that's kind of cute. You know, it's their personality. Play with each other like that. You know, in Singapore, we have our gate crashing kind of trolling that we do. But when it's the wedding itself, in my mind, I'm on the other side of the internet where I'm like, this is horrifying.
Okay.
Like, I would immediately like stop everything and be like, okay, Samula, repeat. Actually, I don't think I want to marry you.
But then again, we don't know what is the history of this couple. Is this something they do on their birthdays? Every time they blow out a cake, anytime there's cake, is this something they do to each other?
Right.
Yeah.
Poking fun.
Yeah, maybe they're just that kind of couple that like to have practical jokes, you know, in their lives.
Yeah, I would not let that fly at my wedding. That's for sure.
Like, me too.
When I have my wedding in the future, it'll be very clear. I don't even want the gate crashing. Mm. I don't know how Singaporeans do it, no? Because like they'll eat chili padi, all these like...
It can go too far, especially when the groom gets ill.
Right.
Because then something has to eat.
You have to go for the ceremony at night.
Yeah.
How are you going to go do that if your stomach's feeling groggy?
Mm.
You know? So like no games.
What's the worst gate crash thing you've heard of?
Wow. So I used to actually, before radio, I used to film for a wedding company. So I'd go there at 5 a.m. I'll film the wedding dress hanging at the closet, all that, the husband putting on the coat, everything. And then the gate crashing sequence.
Yeah.
They are very, very creative with that, right?
Yes.
So I think the worst one was wasabi.
Okay.
This person had to snort wasabi, not eat wasabi, snort it up the nose.
Oh my goodness.
And I was just like, that is disgusting. Like, as I was filming it, my hand was trembling because I can imagine that searing pain. Like, why would you put yourself through this?
I wonder what the history of that is. It's really nuts. I mean, the worst one I've seen is a friend got married and the guy friends, right, got him to eat Tubifex worms. The stuff you feed fish.
No.
And the poor dude, he actually did it.
Exactly.
Yeah, and he felt actually a bit ill after that.
Right, so the concept of this gate crashing thing, I imagine, because the girl will be at home, right? Mm. And these are all the groomsmen coming in with the groom, protecting him, saying, hi, before we give him away, you have to earn the trust, you know? So that's why they put him through all these stages of hell.
Mm.
But I'm just like, I just don't think that's a good idea. I think wedding, especially when it's something that's supposed to be so beautiful, like, don't mess with it.
Yeah.
Don't play the wrong song at the wrong time or switch out the playlist or whatever.
Yeah, fortunately, I do see a lot of younger couples skipping that bit. They're all skipping the gate crash bit because it's like, why? Waste time.
Exactly. Right now, Troye Sivan, Angel Baby on Kiss 92. By the way, if you happen to have like a horror story like that where a gate crashing kind of thing goes too far or a stunt goes wrong, we've seen people do dances at weddings and then fall.
Yeah.
Do a split. It doesn't work out. Go hospital.
Mm.
All right. Let us know as well. 8855-0920.
Carol's a fur mom. Jill's a new mom. Josh, he has a mom? The Morning Show with Carol, Josh, and Jill on Kiss 92.
Here's another bizarre world record that's just been set. It's for the most number of lanyards worn around your neck. I did not know you could do something like that. It's a Guinness World Record. This guy from Illinois in the US has worn about 509 lanyards around his neck, thereby setting a new Guinness World Record.
Jeez.
How has no one else thought about this? And why is this hard? There's no skill involved, what?
Right. I think in my lifetime, I want to set a Guinness World Record.
Okay, for?
I'm not going to break something that already someone has done.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to be creative, like this lanyard guy.
Yes!
Right?
It just blew my mind. I'm like, how is it I've never thought of that?
You got to find like a loophole. Like, I can be the guy that also wears 500 something something lanyards, but I'll say red lanyards.
There you go.
Or glittery lanyards.
There you go.
You just got to find your niche, everyone. But we all have that one person at the office. When you hear them before they show up.
Mm.
Jiggle, 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 jiggle. All the lanyards they're carrying. Oh my gosh. I used to work with this one DJ who would have on these lanyards all these fluffy toys, Care Bears, attached to it.
Oh my gosh,
well.
So cute.
And they'll bling out.
Who is this person?
Right?
I want to meet her.
I actually think it's quite cool nowadays, lanyard.
Yeah.
Because you got a staff pass and all that kind of thing, right? And then you got tapping for your cards when you pay for stuff as well. Bling it out, man.
I know. I love my Alice in Wonderland one. I've had it for years. Just absolutely adore it. But you know what? Having said that, Josh, there are also those people who always forget their lanyard, always leave it behind. And then they call you, you get a text. Hey, excuse me, do you see my lanyard in the studio? Can you please put it aside for me? Who is this person, Josh?
I feel very attacked right now. Not only am I that person, sometimes I'll just leave it around.
On purpose, I'll be like, Josh, your lanyard. Yeah, I know, just leave it there. And I'm like, okay, next thing I know, hey, do you see my lanyard? I'm like, it was there, lor. It was there.
We should just use the thumbprints, right?
If Carol is the burger bun, then Josh is the meat. And Jill's the sesame seed that gets caught in your teeth all day. The Morning Show with Carol, Josh, and Jill on Kiss 92.
We hope you enjoyed the show, the conversations today. What did we learn, Carol?
I learned that the safest car colors are white and yellow.
Yeah, that actually affirmed it for me.
Mm.
You know, because I've been trying to tell my dad, you should switch out the... Because he's gray car, black car. I'm like,
yeah.
Dad, it's safer on the roads to have a white car. It's easier to spot at night as well, and also in the car park.
Yeah. My first car was a white car, a white little Nissan March. I loved it. And especially since it's white on a black road. You know, the contrast is so beautiful. It's so stunning. But at the same time, really hard to maintain. Every time it rained, you see all these like gray streaks down the side, down the front, and it takes forever to clean.
Yeah.
But it just looks so beautiful.
Exactly. But, you know, just like any other white furniture you have, yes, it's hard to clean up, but when you actually do clean, it's stunning. It just brightens up everything in the room.
Yeah.
It lights it up. For me, I learned this from you, Carol, because I set up my Christmas tree yesterday and I started getting an influx of people saying, hey, it's too early to set up your Christmas tree. But Carol here leaves her tree up, everyone, for the rest of the year.
It's fun. It's so pretty to look at.
Right.
It's one of my happy things at home.
It's still a tree.
Yes.
Right. It's
still a plant.
Part of the decor.
Mm.
And you can also switch it up. Halloween, you gloom it up.
Yeah.
You know, spook it up a little bit. Chinese New Year, hang the ang pao, the lanterns all over it as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that becomes like a permanent fixture in your house. I think ultimately, if it brings you joy, right, it's not taking up too much space. And also, it's going to be very leche to pack everything in a box and find a place to put it. Keep it up.
Yes.
Keep it up.
Whatever inspires joy, do more of that.
You know what would be nice? Christmas 2.0.
Right? What does that mean?
We should have a Christmas end of the year and Christmas in the middle of the year.
I think that's what some Aussies do. That's why they have that 365 Christmas shop.
Right, because if you're thinking, I want to go to Australia for Christmas, it's hot,
Yeah.
During December.
In June, it's winter, so maybe that's why they have two Christmases sometimes.
I love that. You're on The Morning Show with Carol, Josh, and Jill, brought to you by Caro. Handing things over to Shan right now. We'll be back from 6 to 10 a.m., but guess what? Tomorrow on the show, keeping with our Christmas theme for you...
Let it go, let it go.
We've got the cast of the Frozen musical.
How you think I can cut it not as a cast member?
You actually have
sounded so good, right?
Dressed up once before.
Snow Queen, as
the Snow Queen.
So this
will be quite fun. We've got the cast of Disney's Frozen, the official cast coming down to Singapore to perform the musical as well. So we'll be speaking to Elsa, Anna, Olaf, the whole bit, the director as well, tomorrow on Kiss 92.
It's The Morning Show with Carol, Josh, and Jill on Kiss 92.